It's not simply a matter of reciting the fada'il of Amir al-Mu'mineen, but rather we look at this as an opportunity for us to perform our responsibility to the Imam of our time. So right now, the example, what we want to take from the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen is how should we be towards our Imam and our leaders. In one hadith, he says,
أَنَا النَّبَأُ الْعَظِيمُ
I am that great news, that great tidings. When we look in the Holy Quran, we find reference to these great tidings.
أَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ
What is it about? They question each other.
عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمُ
Is it about the great tidings?
الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ
Those tidings which they dispute about. It's talking about the day of judgment, يوم القيامة. That is that great news. So then why is it that Amir al-Mu'mineen is describing himself and saying that أَنَا النَّبَأُ الْعَظِيمُ This is what we learn. That actually, on the day of judgment, the way for Allah to judge us is actually Amir al-Mu'mineen. What does that mean? The wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that's what we'll be judged by. How far were we? How close were we? Did we do what our responsibility is? Did we follow in his footsteps? When he describes how he was to the Holy Prophet, he says that I was like the baby camel following its mother. How close are we now in our personal lives? Practically following in the footsteps of our Imam. So now he's going over to this time. So remember, we know that the purpose of us on the face of the earth is to become complete human beings. Al-insanu al-kamil. That's why God created us, right? To worship Him, to do ubudiyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become these perfect human beings. Question, how is it that the Ahlul Bayt plan to train people and make them into al-insanu al-kamil? How are they going to do that? The way for Islam to do that, to turn people into these perfect human beings, is to set up an Islamic government. And all of the Imams, and our Prophet was an Imam, were all working to establish an Islamic government, where in that Islamic government, all of Allah's laws would be established, and that would create the perfect grounds for people to go towards God. That was the secret. So one thing, if we look at the lives of all of the Imams and examine them the correct way, see them all as being one nur. All as being one nur. And we wanted to judge their actions. What is it that they were doing? They were all working to establish an Islamic government, which is what our Imam is going to do, Imam al-Mahdi. And even for us now, in the absence of the Imam, it is the duty of all Muslims to want to establish such an Islamic government. In our own level, I mean right now in the Islamic Republic, alhamdulillah, we find that yes, many of God's laws are established. That is the purpose. And now for those of us believers, the more we work on ourselves and work to establish the wilaya of Allah in our hearts before the Imam returns, the more that we're going to benefit from the Imam and that tarbiyah that he wants to do on us after his return. In order for an Imam, for a leader to be successful, he needs support from the mu'mineen.
هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين.
Allah is the one who strengthened you, who assisted you بنصره, with that divine help, وبالمؤمنين, with the help of the believers. When the Imam comes into power later, when Amir al-Mu'mineen comes into power later, the people are begging Amir al-Mu'mineen to come. The same way that we have to be begging our Imam to come. That's the way it works. So Islam is actually looking for, our Imam is looking for people who are so willing, so committed to the cause, willing to do the work that it takes, willing to work behind the scenes, not be recognized. And brothers and sisters, for you and I, it's the same thing. We want the Imam to return. We want the Imam to come back. Those principles, the sacrifice, the willingness, the desire to have the return of the Imam. And then show it in my actions. The self-building, the purification, the Salatul Layl. doing what's wajib on me, staying away from haram for me, all of these things, giving the imam that signal that I'm ready.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما آحد الله عليه.
That among the believers are some men. They've given a promise to God. They fulfill that pledge that they've given to God.
فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا.
Some of these people have fulfilled their pledge. They've done what they're supposed to do. They've passed on. They've given their lives in the ways of Islam. And some of them still await. Inshallah, we are amongst those people who are waiting for our opportunity to give everything that we have to Islam. And showing that right now. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they've not changed in the least.